Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started with the whispers. Welcome into my dreams.
In every way, you're part of me, all I am, all I'll ever be. If I'm weak, when I should be strong, you're my strength to carry on. What's so wrong with wishing that's the way it could be? I wish you were real instead of me. What's so wrong with wishing that's the way it could be?
Yes, yes. Good morning, good morning, good morning. That was the Whispers right here on the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. Welcome to my dreams. All right, we're going to turn within recognizing that there is only one power and one purpose in this whole universe. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many names. And on this line, we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So, family, let's begin by breathing in through our nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Release through our mouth. This morning. And I just want you to know there is power in the breath, family. There is power in the breath. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to become still. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. Be still. And know that I am, God. Breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Thank you, God. Divine Mother, Father, God. Oh, precious, precious Holy Spirit. I come before you today asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will be so acceptable in thy sight, God. I'm asking you to come right now, Holy Spirit. As I release all of myself into this prayer right now, God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and let my thoughts be your thoughts right now, God, and let my words be your words, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to remove every human created thought, every human created ego, God. I'm asking you to remove all of myself as I come empty, Holy Spirit, to be filled by the presence of you. Oh, in the name, nature, and consciousness of you, that I may be filled by the presence of the I am. Beloved presence. And as I speak each one of these words, God, that my words will speak to somebody's heart today, God, that these words will speak to somebody's mind today, God. Father God, an amazing universe, I give thanks this morning, God. As I come before you this morning, God, I just ask you this morning to just pour out your blessings upon us this morning, Father God. Asking you to bring forth a fresh anointing this morning, Mother God, to nourish our soul and to feed our spirit this morning, God. I'm asking you to come and raise the vibratory energy of this call right now, God. Release any thoughts right now, God, that is not of you, God. Raise our consciousness right now, God, that we could feel the presence of you in our spirits right now, God, that we could feel the presence of you in the atmosphere right now, God, that we could feel the presence of you as we touch the hem of your garment in the collective consciousness of the I Am presence right now, God. I just give thanks for each and every person under the sound of my voice this morning, God. I give thanks for each and every person who showed up this morning and said, yes, God. I give thanks for each and every person who had a mind to show up this morning but couldn't make it. Those who will come in later in the recording, God, I'm just asking you right now, God, to give us the blessings of your love upon us right now, God, that you will open up your windows, your gates, your heaven, God, and pour out a blessing upon us right now, God, that you will rain down your love upon us right now, God, that you will come before us right now, God, and create a path of ease, elegance, and grace, God, that you will take over our burdens this morning, God, that you will take over our yokes this morning, God, that you said in your word, God, that it is he that gives me the power to give wealth, God, that you will lead us and guide us in your way, God, that will lead us into the perfect place of understanding and knowing of our relationship to money this morning, God, to our relationship to love, God, that you will bless our love lives right now, God, that you will bless our marriages right now, God, and you will bless those who are waiting on their divine love mate, God, that you will bless their experiences, God, whether single or married, God, whether dating or in the process of marriage, God, we ask you to bless our relationships this morning, especially our intimate relationships, God. I'm asking you to even bless our relationships to ourselves, God. Bless our children this morning, God. I'm asking you to bless our CCCs this morning, God, that they will grow and continue to be mighty in the land, that they will grow full out in their purpose this morning, God, that they will understand whose and what they are, God, that you will continue to whisper in their ear that they are mighty in the land, God, that you have brought them for here for a purpose today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and lead and guide this conversation on this day, God. Lead and guide each and every person on their work day, God, that they will be so blessed, God, that the blessings won't get there till they get there, God. Oh, that they will be seen for who they are, God, that they will be so anointed and so blessed, God, that even the blessed will call them blessed this morning, God. I'm asking you to bless them from the head, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, God. I'm asking you to bless every cell in their body, God. I'm asking you to return that cell to the highest vibratory energy in this fullest expression of you right now, God. I'm asking you to bless every organ, every muscle fiber, every vein, every artery, God. I'm asking you to bless every living system in our body, God, and return every space in our body, every organ back to its highest vibration this morning, that it will operate in its optimum operating system, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come, God, and let us feel the presence of you through every cell in our body, God. Let us feel you in every organ in our body, God. Let us feel you in our thoughts this morning, God. Let us feel you in our atmosphere, God, that when we walk into the place, our atmosphere will be changed. The molecules will be moved and shaken by the presence of you in us right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to let our light shine this morning, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint our hands, God, that everything we touch turn to gold, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground, God. I'm asking you to bless and keep our mind this morning, God. Keep our mind stayed on you this morning, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to keep us in an uplifted state of knowing, God, knowing that we are all that you are, God. I'm asking you to bless all of in every area of our life, God. I'm asking you to bless our cars this morning, God. Bless our rich transportation, God. I'm asking you to bless our homes this morning, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bless our comings and our goings this morning, God. I'm asking you to bless us so that the eyes have not seen, God, and ears have not heard of the blessings of how you're going to wow us on this Wednesday, God. I'm asking you to wow us with your blessings this morning, God. Oh, do your stuff, God. I'm asking you to bless us in ways that only you can bless us, God. I'm asking for that supernatural, explosive type blessings, God. I'm talking about the supernatural, explosive type favor over our life, God, because we know how favor is when it's anointed by you, Holy Spirit, and there's no anointing that can beat the anointing of your love for us, God. And I just thank you right now, God, for your love upon us right now, God. I'm asking you to rain down your love, God. Let us take a love bath, baby. Yes, let us take a love bath in your love today, God, as we walk in your anointing, God, as we walk in the greatness that the world is waiting to experience in us, as us, all around us, because the world is waiting to feel our greatness, God, waiting to see our greatness, waiting to see the presence of you as us, as we walk in our authority today, God, as we walk in our anointing today, God, as we walk in the blessings of you upon us right now, God, in this right now moment, God, I just give thanks for all that is, and so it is. And so it is. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. And good morning to all the energy in the universe. We say good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds. Even the clouds are in a hurry, huh? Oh, good morning to the sky this morning. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the land, the soil, and all of the energy in the universe. Plant kingdom, our animal kingdom. We say good morning. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. We say good morning to all of the universe. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning to our most beneficent angels as we invite the angels into this call. Good morning, angels, as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning. Good morning to our archangels as we invite and invoke the presence of the archangels. Come. Good morning to our ascended masters as we invite and invoke the ascended masters, our spirit guides, and our master guides into this call. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And I always like to take time to breathe in the idea as we pay homage. Some of the greatest energy that has ever walked the planet, and that's our ancestors. And as we stop to pay homage to those who walked this planet before us, those who left a legacy called us, as we pay homage to known and unknown ancestors this morning, as we speak the names of our loved ones, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, Mama Colette Grant, as we invite and invoke those energies into this call. Good morning, Mama. Good morning, Mama Colette. And good morning to all of your ancestors this morning. And as we call in those that we may not know their name, but we call them in just to thank the energy of their presence on this planet that eventually got down to the presence of us. And so as this right now moment, we just say, thank you, ancestors. And as we pay love and homage to ourselves this morning, giving love to the presence of you, for being you, for simply being you. We just thank God for our own presence. We thank God for the ability to see our own greatness, to experience the presence of God as us on this planet, giving thanks for our mighty gift called us, giving thanks that we are God's greatest miracle that ever walked the planet. Thank you, God. And as we send love into our descendants, those who will come behind us, as we create ease, elegance, and grace, and as we are the game changers for those who will walk behind us. Good morning, Love Journey family. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and my heart is profound with such gratitude for your presence this morning, because of all the places you could have been, you chose to be right here with the Love Journey. I say thank you, and I honor you this morning. The love in me greets and honor the love in you. The God in me greets and honor the God in you. The light in me greets and honor the light in you. Good morning to my kings and queens. Love, love to the beautiful, beautiful and amazing gods and goddesses. Peace, peace to the fam this morning. Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And we're going to be talking about on this call this morning, praying those bold prayers. Yes, yes, yes. How many of us are constantly praying, but we pray just enough to get by? Just Enough to Get By With. That's what we're going to be talking about on the Love Journey this morning. And we're going to start off by reading The Science of the Mind. Choosing a State of Heart. Wayne Dyer once said, wisdom is avoiding all thoughts that weaken you. Ernest Holmes said in a book called Ideas of Power on page 158, he said, there's a laughter of God, so let's laugh it. There's a song of the universe, so let's sing it. There's a hymn of praise, so let's praise it. There's a joy of beauty. There's a deep abiding peace, so let's experience it. Today, in The Science of the Mind, it said, I was speaking with someone recently about the challenges of feeling discouraged and frustrated and how to shift that state. We spoke of how our teaching is not a teaching of denying such emotions when they happen. It is more about seeing these states for what they are and how they feel, yet also seeing beyond what appears to be. You see, when I can lift up and inspire myself, I experience a profound change in the state of my heart. This seems to impact everything. My thoughts, feelings, attitude, and physical energy all rise to a new height. In our conversation, one element of a life rose that is one of my strongest ones, music. I'm aware that a song can contribute to a change in my state of being extremely quickly. You see, I feel fortunate to be surrounded in my spiritual community by amazing musicians. I keep a playlist of music that I listen to frequently to inspire me. Some of it inspires me to go work out. Some makes me feel happier. And some reminds me of the amazing beauty that life is. You see, I've always felt that arts are the doorway into the heart of the divine. Oh, I like that. Let me read that one more time. I feel like I wrote this. I have always felt that the arts are the doorway into the heart of the divine. Therefore, I feel exceedingly gratitude to the artists that sing, that play, that paint, that sculpt, that weave, craft, write, and express their creative souls for their own expression and for me to witness. I think music changes me because the creative energy invites me to rise out of my lower vibrations into a higher one. Today's affirmation is, today I play the songs of life that uplift me and remind me that I am indeed the song of life itself. All right. That was some good stuff. That was the reading of The Science of the Mind. Woo. That was some really good stuff. Which brings me, maybe I should play a song, huh, Fallon? Well, while I'm going to be talking about today, praying those bold prayers, I'm going to play Let Him In, Family. Let Him In, Let Him In. That's not the beat, though. Let Him In, Saints. That's what I'm going to play. This is a song by The Whiteness Part 2, and I love them. You tuned in to The Love Journey, and I love this song because it always reminds me when I went to this gospel brunch, and the first time I heard this song, I was stepping in at the gospel brunch, and this song just spoke to my heart, Let Him In, Saints. What he's talking about is not carnality, but spirituality. He said, let him make love to your heart. Yes, yes. All right now. We're going to talk about praying bold prayer.
Your thing that set me free.
what you waiting for? Let him in, let him in, saints, let him in. He's making love to your heart. All right, make love to my heart this morning, God. All right, family, you tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with me, Janine and Ingram. I'm super excited. I love talking about praying bold prayers because I remember when I used to pray them stingy prayers, and sometimes I catch myself like, God, let me step back. That's not what I mean. I mean, I want more than enough, God. So today I want to talk about praying bold prayers. Matthew 9:29 says, then he touched the eyes and said, according to your faith will it be done unto you. According to your faith, then it shall be done unto you. Did you know you were meant to, you were here to stand out? You were meant to live a bold, daring, amazing life. I love Webster's definition of bold. You ready? Because there's so many definitions, but I'm just going to give you three of my favorite ones. Fearless before danger, adventurous, free, standing out prominently. Yes. You see, I believe it takes bold action in order to live our dreams. And not just live our dreams, but live our purpose. Why? Because stepping into the unknown seems dangerous. We need an adventurous and free spirit to do it. And when we do, we tend to stand out prominently from the crowd. Things can scare the crap out of us. Why? Well, when we step into that place, that unknown, by definition, we don't even know what's going to happen. And when we face the unknown, we tend to believe that the worst thing is going to happen because that's what our fear does. And it's normal to worry. But the idea is to step out into the unknown knowing that we have a fear at the same time not letting that fear stop us. You see, part of life is not just getting what we want, but being happy. And be happy, we must learn to be adventurous. Why? Because without adventure, life stops and dries up. Also, framing life as an adventure is a great way to prepare our minds for the craziness that might show up. You see, if we don't see life as an adventure, but rather a reason to stay in our comfort zone, we're going to see life much, much differently. Many times we're so scared of standing out. Why? Because of fear of judgment. For a long time, I was afraid. I was afraid because people might judge it, judge me, judge whatever. I was afraid because I didn't think I was good enough to be in the public. I didn't think I was worthy. I didn't think I had what it took. First of all, I didn't feel like I had a good command of the English language. You know, I can't. Ebonics is my middle initial. But I know all that is just, was all that junk in my mind. And I had to walk out fearless anyway. I was pretty fearless before danger, totally adventurous, but not willing to stand out because I wanted to hide in the shadows. And even though that was my fear thought pattern, something deeper within me wanted out. The part of me wanted to speak. A part of me must have wanted to be in the public because I wouldn't be here if it didn't, sharing what I know. But I had to shut down that part of my life that was afraid to stand out. And that don't mean people didn't judge me. I remember one time I was in a event and I was on the floor dancing. And, you know, anybody who knows me knows two things. I love music and I love to dance. And so I'm stepping. I think I'm killing the game. And this lady walks up to me. She said, "You're Janine?" I said, "Yes." And I'm having fun. I'm smiling. She said, "You're Janine from the prayer line?" I say, "Yeah, mm-hmm." And she goes tiptoe off of me. "How could you be out here dancing and to the secular music? How could you? This is of the devil." And she was just totally going off of me because she said that, "How could I get up each morning doing what I do and then doing what I do when I was in that particular party?" Now, I don't know why she felt that way. because all I was doing was stepping. I mean, I wasn't doing any. I didn't even drink. I don't even drink, but not that drinking is bad. But I don't even understand why she came up to me with such a harsh judgment. And so it took me back for a minute. Like, maybe I shouldn't be doing that prayer line. Because really, I don't know if I'm really the one for it. Because I really do like to dance. And I really do like to wear a miniskirt now and then. And I really do like to just be me and authentic. I don't want no reverend on my name. Because I don't want people to feel like I'm on this pedestal. Because you might see me doing anything crazy. Not anything illegal or anything. Just because I just like to have fun, right? And I kept telling myself I wasn't good enough. She reminded me that I wasn't good enough to do this in my mind at the time. And I remember one day people got on this line and they were saying, "Good morning, Reverend such and such. Good morning, Minister such and such. Good morning, da 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 da." And you know what? I started to feel insecure. I got off the line. I said, "God, I ain't gonna be able to do that. I don't know the Bible like they know the Bible, God. I don't even go to church like they go to church, God." And God said to me, "Did you get to know me from reading a book? How did you get to know your husband, spending time?" And God said to me, "Just because somebody put a reverend or a minister on their name and they read a book and they think they know me, don't think that they've been qualified." Why am I telling you this story? A lot of times we don't want to be bold and we don't want to pray bold prayers because we're afraid to be judged. Sure, people judge, but what's the point? So what? We can't let the judgments of others stop us from shining our light. And more importantly, we can't let the judgments of our own selves prevent us from shining our light. When we combine all these elements of boldness, life begins to open up. We are being asked to be fearless before the danger of the unknown, to say a big yes to the adventure of our lives and then risk standing out so that we can shine our light. This may be in public or perhaps just in your family. Those of us who choose to grow and tend to stand out because all of a sudden our standards are higher. You see, when you begin to see the value of you and you begin to allow yourself to stand out, you begin to have a different standard. Your standard become higher and you won't just accept anything that you did before. So sometimes we got to shake things up, either in our relationship, our work, and our family, and that can be scary. So my dear daily lovers, my Love Journey family, where in your life can you be more fearless, adventurous, and willing to stand out? Where in your life can you really pray more bold prayers? Now, we started off with the scripture, Matthew 9:29, when he said, "Then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, will it be done unto you." Did you know a recent study has shown that 90% of people believe in the power of prayer? People typically pray over their food, their kids, or they ask God for wisdom, strength, and health, but oftentimes we pray what I call these get-by prayers, just enough prayers. They pray, "God, help me. Father God, can you just help me get by this year? God, can you help me just endure this sickness? God, can you keep my child out of trouble?" There's nothing even wrong with those prayers. But I want to remind you today, don't limit what God can do for you. Because if you ask small, you're going to receive small. But when you learn the word and believe in the gift that you are, your faith grows and your confidence grows, and you learn to pray bold prayers, prayers that honor the presence of a big God. And today I want to remind you, instead of praying, "God, help me pay my bills. God, help me pay my bills and have plenty left over to help somebody else pay theirs. Give me enough to have some left over so I can bless somebody else today." Instead of praying, God, keep my child out of trouble, pray, God, let my child become a leader, God. Let it fulfill its destiny. Instead of praying, God, help me endure this sickness, pray a bold prayer. Father, I thank you right now, God. I thank you right now, God, that I'm coming through what they call whatever this is in my body better off than I was before, God. I'm just thanking you right now, God, for the healing presence of you right now, knowing that it is done. Father God, I'm coming before you, Mother God, to heal my body right now, God, and I know it is done. I know it is done. Sometimes we pray these small prayers because we don't believe we're worthy of anything bigger. And we begin to ask for these bold prayers. These bold prayers will become manifested. One of my favorite scriptures is in Psalm 28. I never forget Mama Colette gave me a framed with my name and with this scripture in it. It says, ask me, Janine, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possessions. Says God said, ask me. Come on, Holy Spirit. And I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possessions. See, God doesn't want us to just barely get by in life. God wants us to thrive and experience the fullness of God's blessings. Not only does God want us to meet our needs, God wants us to be in a position to reach out and help the needs of others. When we pray and ask God for something, it opens a supernatural door. You see, when we begin to operate in the spirit, when we begin to operate in a spiritual level, we open up supernatural doors. We're calling for supernatural health, and our faith gives God something to work with, because faith is what pleases God. Faith moves mountains. Did you know that it pleases God when we pray bold prayers and ask God for big things? You see, God loves when we step outside the realm of possibility and totally believe that God can do it. With God, all things are possible. Today, I encourage you to get bold with your prayers. Today, I ask you to ask God for big things and believe that God is working behind the scenes on your behalf. Put your faith, your trust, and your belief to work, because God is a faithful God, and God has big things in store for you. But all we have to do is ask. Today, God, I come before you, Mother, Father, God, with an attitude of faith on behalf of each and every person under the sound of my voice, with expectancy, God, that you said that if I ask anything according to your will, it will shall be done. So I thank you for your goodness, God. I thank you for your faithfulness in each and every one of our lives, God, believing for big things in the rest of this 2017, eventually walking into 2018, God. I'm asking you, God, for big businesses over each and every one who desires a business, God. I'm asking you for multi-million dollar ideas right now, God. I'm asking you for supernatural, explosive New York Times best-selling authors writing their books this year, God. I'm asking you for new cars, new homes. I'm asking you for cars and homes that's paid for, God. And I'm asking you to do it right now, Holy Spirit, over each and every one of those who are under the sound of my voice this morning, God. I'm even asking you to bless their marriages, God. I'm even asking you to bless each and every person under the sound of my voice who desire a divine lovemate to come right now, God. I'm even asking you and speaking right now, God, that each and every one of our children right now, God, will live their blessed full purpose and live it full out, God. I'm asking you, God, right now, God, that they will fulfill their destiny and they will become leaders right now, God, upon this land as they become more and more walking in there knowing that they are a mighty presence of God on the planet. And so today, God, I pray these bold prayers, knowing that each and every one of us shall receive your blessings today, God, knowing that all we have to do is ask and it shall be done. You see, it's about praying those bold prayers. It's about invoking and inviting the presence of the Spirit into the place where we feel most vulnerable. The place where we feel like we can't do it no more. I'm just at my wit's end. That's the place where we call forth that bold prayer today. That's the place where you call forth if your body is needing of a blessed miracle today. Call forth the healing presence of God, knowing that you can speak to those dry bones in your body today. Knowing that you can speak to every cell in your body and that the vibrations of the words that are coming out of your mouth will activate the consciousness of the Christ healing presence in your body. If there's a need or desire in your money substance today, you can pray a bold prayer, but not just enough to get by, not enough to just get you through this situation, but pray a bold prayer for more than enough. Abundantly, more than you could ever think, ask, or imagine. If you're wondering what your purpose is, God, show up today and show me how to live boldly in my purpose. If you're thinking about your marriage, God, show me myself. Show me how to do what I need to do to be a better wife, a better husband. Show me how to show up in my relationship, God. That gets to the heart of my spouse today, God, that my spouse will receive my love and in return, bless me with their love. Remove any unforgiveness in our relationship today, God, that's causing us not to operate in the highest and best frequency of the love that we have for each other this morning, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless those marriages today, God. Speak to God in the way that you want the big things to happen. Bless your home. And if you don't have a home, call forth that mansion you desire. With a spiral staircase and marble floors and 24-karat gold magic, strip walk-in kitchen, a meditation room, a pond in a bat, whatever you desire, call it forth today. And know that God is waiting. God is knocking at your heart this morning, wanting to express itself through you. One of my favorite definitions of dreams and desires comes from Dr. Johnny Coleman. And she said this. She said, dreams and desires are God tapping at our heart, wanting to manifest God's self through you. So why do we let our dreams just sit to the side? Why do we just let our desires fold them up and put them in a suitcase and put them in the attic and let them just sit there? Today I want you to be bold and become your dream. Face your fears and get out your comfort zone today. So many times we let fear, we're not feeling good enough, or because we didn't get into a state of comfortability but not happy with it. We get up every day doing the same thing because we're afraid to do something different. Shirley MacLaine once said, fear makes strangers of those who would be friends. I read this article, and the lady said that they told her not to go to Egypt because it was dangerous. They said, why would you go there right now and miss everything? News only reports the horrible things. And she said, I replied, I can show you news reports of plenty of awful things going on in my own city that I would have never known about if it wasn't for the news. And each time she said she got that response, she felt a little bit more fear arise inside her. She said, was I being arrogant? Were we really putting ourselves in harm's way by going to Egypt? And being a fairly seasoned traveler, I've gotten familiar with my pre-adventure fears. Before a big trip, I tend to think of all the horrific possibilities of what could happen to me while I'm in this foreign land, all of the images I've seen on the news and all of the scary stories I heard rolled up into a jumbled fear ball into the pit of my stomach. And then once I show up, I am reminded once again that the new foreign place is filled with people just like me, trying their best with what they got. But the first day of this trip felt different. When my husband and I showed up to a deserted mosque outside of Cairo and realized it was closed, I didn't find it intriguing or exciting when the gun guard offered to take us inside anyway. And when he suggested he take pictures of us, I reluctantly hand over my iPhone while subconsciously saying my last goodbye. This was the first time that my pre-adventurous fears started to arise in real time. No one knew where we were. If our gun tour guide wanted to rob or hurt us, no one would know. We wouldn't even be able to do anything. So I really felt helpless. I guess for many people, or at least my mother-in-law, fears or judgments in a situation like this might be commonplace. But I was really surprised by them. Was I scared because he was speaking Arabic, the language of the Al-Qaeda, the people who we are programmed to fear? Was it because everyone had warned me, or was it their voices I was hearing in my head, or was it my fear legitimate? Was this man really going to hurt us? And I was relieved when an Egyptian friend came to meet us. He was amazing how instantly my fears disappeared. Same situation, same guy. So what was different? Connection. She could talk to him. She joked with him as he giggled. He showed us the secret spots on the premises. It was amazing to be reminded there was a sweet, playful boy within his gun Arab guard. And later that night, while we were safe in our little hotel, I couldn't help but notice how loud it was outside. It was the middle of the night, yet there must have been people everywhere, and I couldn't make out what was going on. It just simply sounded unruly. Again, I began to feel fear, and I looked at my husband sleeping soundly at my side and wished he was awake to hug me. And then all of a sudden, the power went out. The Egyptian heat started to permeate the room, and the silence air conditioning left me only with the sound of my pounding heart. My mind was racing. This country just had a revolution. People don't trust their government or police, and if the power went out everywhere, there could be a chaos. No one is here to take care of us. When we aren't safe, I tossed and turned as one racing the thought fed another. Fear took over my entire being. Sweat ran down my cheek as I pulled the blanket tighter under my chin. The feeling reminded me of being alone in my room at night as a child, awake in the dark, fearful that someone would come in and hurt me. It felt foreign yet familiar, yet real, imagined. Startled by the air conditioning jolted back on, I took a deep breath again and felt relieved. Whew, no revolution tonight, Jazzy. You can go to sleep now. Luckily, these were the only fearful moments I had on my Egyptian adventure. Once we connected with the group of people we were traveling with and had a local person to show us the ropes, it felt as if a bridge was created from my isolated fear island into the country, allowing me to really connect with the people and the culture like I was hoping to do. I soon learned that the loud nights were simply celebrations of Ramadan, and that I could playfully smile and connect with any of the gun guardsmen I encountered. Although the situations I faced in Egypt may have been more extreme than those we typically face day to day in our country, I really think my fearful moments are just enhanced examples of the authentic human experience. So here's some of my takeaways that I hope may help you in your daily life. Life is like a staircase. Horizontal lines equal comfort zone. Predictable and safe. Vertical lines equal unknown, opportunities for growth, often unstable, unknown, and uncomfortable, often illicit fears and resistance. So what we need to know, life is a process. And when we move toward the unknown, we naturally have a fear response. Fear are thoughts, and most times are not really reality. But if we listen to the fears, we'll stay stuck in our comfort zone. If we acknowledge the fear and move forward anyway, we get to deal with reality, which almost always is easier than being stuck in those fearful thoughts. And when we deal with reality, we grow, we learn, and connect until we find ourselves once again in a new comfort zone. And then the cycle continues forever and ever. So on a personal note, the act of simply submitting this article elicited a fear response in me, fear of rejection, loud and clear. So here I am again, once again, confronting my fear, deciding to move into the unknown despite it. I'm opening my heart and sharing my story with the hope to connect with you, lovely, amazing people. I move forward with trust that this space will someday become my new comfort zone. Because I love to hear stories about any shift you all have made or are planning to make outside your comfort zone. And so I had to learn to let go and move through my fear. Learning that fear was just another part of the peace that propels me to my greatness. So today, don't let fear stop you. Let it prepare you for your next space in life and be bold and become your dream. Because when there's a dream in your heart, you have to follow it no matter what. Because that's God tapping at your soul saying, let me manifest myself through you right now. Let me manifest through your gifts and your talents. Let me manifest who I am. So let go today and let love decide how you should live your life. Stop depriving the world of your gifts. Pray that bold prayer. Because the world is waiting on your greatness. The world is waiting to experience your greatness. Because you can't use someone else's ability. It's okay to be inspired by someone else, but be bold enough to be yourself. If you can't do it like they can, then it's probably not for you to be doing it. See, the universe gives gifts without repentance, and it gives us all special gifts. The key is to uncover them because they are already there. Don't get stuck emulating someone else for too long or you'll end up forgetting who you are. Don't do what makes someone else successful because you want fame or fortune. Instead, do what makes you come alive, because that's what the world needs most, individuals like you that have come alive. So today I ask you to look within yourself, uncover your gifts, start praying your bold prayers, and start operating in you, in the gift that you've been given. Don't deprive the world of your gifts trying to be like somebody else. The universe made you for a purpose, and everybody else has been taken. So do you today. Do you today. Stop depriving the world of your gifts. The world is waiting on you. What will you do today? What will you do today to change the trajectory of the direction that you're going in because of your comfort zone? How would you step into that uncomfortable space so that you can allow the world to see your light, to see the gifts, to see your talents? How would you pray your bold prayer today, so that the world will come to know you as the gift that you are to the planet? That's my message for today. If there's any questions, comments, or concerns, then just *6. And if you're on the Blog Talk Radio, press 1. Because the world is waiting on you. And it's time for you to stop depriving the world of your gift today. It's time to be vocal and let your voice be heard. The world is waiting on your light to shine. And I love this scripture. God said, ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. So as I remind you today, God is waiting on you to pray that bold prayer. God is waiting for you to step into the boldness and the gift that God sent you to the planet to share. And as I remind you, your dreams and your desires are God tapping at your soul, waiting to manifest God's self through you, through your dreams, through your desires. And when we begin to activate the consciousness and begin to call forth the God presence, it opens up a supernatural door, a supernatural favor, a supernatural unexplained way of favor that you cannot ever get without activating the process of God in your life. Something happens when we ask God to wow us and we begin to pray bold prayers, when we begin to operate in the knowing that God said, now abundantly more than you could ever think, ask, or imagine, God shall give you the desires of your heart and more. It's played out for you to stop going to God about your problems and start going to your promise about how big your God is. And stop going to God about how big your problem is. And start going to your problems and telling your problems how big your God is today. Are you ready, family? It's scary. Are you ready? It's scary, but are you ready? Are you ready? All right. Good morning, good morning. You're on the Love Journey.
Hey, I heard you were reading some poems before.
No, I wasn't reading a poem, but like, if it sound that poetic, then thank you for that compliment.
It's a really. I try to fancy myself as one, but I don't really see myself as one. You know.
Tell me your name and where you're calling from.
This is Mike Pence from Wisconsin.
Good morning, Mike Pence from Wisconsin. So I feel like you are a poet and you want to share your poetry. So go ahead. I'm ready.
Sure. Okay, my poetry.
Yes, share.
Hold on.
Yes.
I have to get some papers first. Okay. Sure. Okay. So my poetry. Okay. So my poetry. Okay. Brad, you are the love of my life. Your waves came in like ripples, but you forgot to touch my nipples. You come down on me like flowers to a haystack. I said, baby, can you wait? But you said, 'cause we go way back. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. I was waiting for more. You had me on the edge of my seat and my mouth watering, waiting for more.
Thank you for sharing. You can no problem. You can find more poems at peternorth.com. And that's where my poems are, peternorth.com.
Okay. I appreciate you sharing.
Okay, cool.
Morning.
No problem. Take care. Bye. Bye.
Bye, Mike. All right, you all. That was Mike Pence from Wisconsin sharing his poetry with us on the Love Journey. Any more questions, comments, concerns? Anybody got anything they want to add to being bold and stepping in that bold gift that God has sent them to the planet? All right. Well, the scriptures today were from Psalm 28 and Matthew 9 and 29. Yes. Then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, will it be done to you. So today I pray that your faith is so strong and so bold that it will open up amazing supernatural doors for you. All right, well, that's the end of our podcast today. This has been another Love Journey production. I just want to remind you, September 30th is our Wound Awakening. We got Queen. We got, I keep saying Queen, y'all. We got Auntie Angel who will be there this year. She's going to wow us with tips and tricks for the bedroom. She says she is the pioneer of grapefruiting. If you saw Girl Trip, you know what grapefruiting is. If you don't, then come to this Wound Awakening and you'll find out. We got a beautiful Melanie Monique who is going to talk to us about what does God think about sex? And she's going to give us scriptures. I'm so excited. I've been learning a lot with these beautiful women around me. Also, we got the very own Lakeisha Perkins. She's going to show us some dances that they used to do back in Africa to manifest dances. And she's going to do a lap dance, teach us a lap dance, family. So you ready for your chair dance experience? And then Tamar. So we got a beautiful lineup. It's going to be an amazing experience. And you got me there with y'all. Yes, we're going to have some fun. And I'm looking forward to you coming in September 27th. We will have Tamar back. We're going to talk about healing that toxic relationships. Yep. Let's heal those toxic relationships and elevate. That's what she's going to be talking about on this next experience with Tamar, healing the toxic relationships. Ooh, that's going to be some powerful stuff. Also, don't forget to check out our very own Linda Yerby, Trust, every Thursday for, I think she got 6 more weeks to go. She had her first experience last Thursday. If you haven't signed up, go to Journey to Greatness on Facebook page. Or I just called Linda Yerby, didn't I? Linda Mitchell. She's no longer Miss Yerby, she's Mrs. Mitchell. So please forgive me, Linda, if you're on the line. Miss Linda Mitchell, she is doing her Trust, T-R-U-S-T. You don't want to miss this opportunity to experience it. Check out Deborah and Ricks and the Sisters Gathering to Heal. She got a lot going on in her event. I think she's having a Wound Awakening October 7th. Some kind of sister soul connection going on. I didn't get a chance to read everything to let you know, but check it out. Check out Deborah and Rick. She got some stuff going on too. And if you are in the Chicago area and want to come to Chicago for our Wound Awakening September 30th, give me a call at 773-447-5591. Also, you can go to Wound Awakening and Eventbrite and you can get your tickets. Get your tickets. That's Eventbrite. And we're going to have a great time. I'm looking forward to sharing in this space with beautiful sisters who are ready to take their life to the next level. I tell you, when you heal the wound of your mind, the wound of your heart, and the wound of your womb, it changed my life and my relationship to so many things. Oh, I'm telling you, it's nothing like living in an amazing orgasmic life. Oh, September 21st, I'll be on Orgasmic Radio. Yes, with Zakiya. I'll be interviewing. She's going to interview me, on Orgasmic Life Radio. That's September 21st. I want y'all to tune in. Also, I think Miss Linda Mitchell is going to be on KT Winston's show, the Jamaican Funk show. So y'all got a lot to look out for. I just want to remind you today that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love because love is the only choice. And remember to dream your God-sized dreams. But also live your God-sized dreams. You know, so many of us get stuck, family. We get stuck in comfort zones. And today I want to remind you to live your God-sized dreams because you have the power. And it only works if you work it, family. It only works if you work it. This is Jill Scott dreaming. Live your dreams today, family. Live them. You've been tuned in to The Love Journey, another Love Journey production.